Asa Yolson.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al's guest.
I'll keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listen to his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Ken, come over here, will you? I want you to do me a favor.
What's that?
Get those girls out of my shower, will you? And I'd like to report that so far, I still haven't been invited over to that other network. You know the network I'm talking about? The one that left NBC with a capital strain. And I... Not too much, folks. It ain't worth it. But anyway... But I assure you, it'll be no strain on my part to sing this great opening ditty. Hit it, Lou, hit it. Bright eyes, I know you so well. Bright eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes. Ah, oh, bright eyes, I know you so well. Bright eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Not bright eyes, and they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes.
Well, you certainly sang that song with a lot of pep.
Thank you, Kenneth. I feel peppy tonight. And I attribute this wonderful feeling to something new that's entered my life recently.
Oh?
Yes, sir. Something small, soft, charming. It makes my wife and me tingle all over when we touch it.
Your little baby?
No, Ken. My little mustache. Go ahead, Ken. I won't charge anything. Look at it.
All right. Where is it?
Where is it? Crosby should have so much hair on his head. Look, Ken. Gaze at the tip of my nose. And now, let your eyes move slowly down.
Okay. Slowly, slowly, slowly. See, that's a pretty belt buckle you're wearing.
Ken, you passed it.
Well, I'm only kidding, Al. That's really a handsome mustache.
I want to say this. For years and years, I tried to grow a mustache. And I couldn't until just this week.
Really, Al?
Yeah, you know, Ken, this Vigoro is a wonderful thing, really. What a difference a mustache makes in a man. Last week, I was Al Jolson. Today, I'm Ronald Colmore.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
It is, huh? Yes. Pardon me, Ken. Give me the phone. I want to call my wife. Hello? Benita? This is Ronnie. Ronnie. A.S.A. Ronnie. What? What, Benita? Jack Benny is coming over? Fine. Give him the laundry. And tell him no stars in the shirts. Cheerio and pip pip.
Hey, Al, where is he?
Where's who, Oscar?
Rochester. I thought I heard him talking on the phone.
That wasn't Rochester. That was me impersonating Ronald Colman, the Academy Award winner.
Impersonate Colman? Let's face it, Al. In the Jolson story, you could even impersonate yourself.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Oscar. There's too much of that kind of talk going around. You're as bad as the mayor of New Orleans. He wanted me to come down and sing at the Mardi Gras. You know that's where they dance in the street and everybody wears masks.
Why didn't you go?
Well, he wanted my mask to look like Larry Parks. But if the mayor of New Orleans wants to hear me sing, he can tune in right now and hear the Andrew Sisters and you'll truly sing Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of the dreamy scene, there's a garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Take it.
Real babies with passion eyes, soft and whispering tender sighs.
Stop.
Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile?
I said stop.
You bet your life you'll linger there a little while.
There's a heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there. Playing solitaire, I'm all by myself, and I get lonely watching the clock on the shelf. I love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I think I'm gonna lay there. I hate to grow older. All by myself. Well, girls, it's good to have you here in the hall.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
I'm just thrilled.
How about you, Patty?
Ah, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to us. Just think, we sang a song with Ronald Coleman.
Girls, just a moment. I guess I'll have to let you in on a little secret. In spite of the mustache, I'm not Ronald Coleman.
Oh, we knew it all the time. You're Groucho Marx.
That's a good reason to shave it off. Look, girls, I'll show you who I am. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. Huh? Now, who does that sound like?
Ronald Coleman. Oh, we're kidding, Al. We heard you trying to impersonate Coleman.
Well, now that we all know each other, tell me, what are you kids doing these days?
Well, we've got our own radio show.
It's called Club 15. We're on it with Crosby.
Bing?
No, Bob.
Oh, the one with the voice. You know, girls, I want to tell you something about Bing, but you've got to promise me not to let it out.
Al, we swear on a stack of By Mere Mr. Shane records. What is it?
I like that.
Look, Patty.
Yes.
Patty, for your information,
uh-huh.
Bing doesn't really sing.
He doesn't? How does he get away with it?
His brother Everett is a ventriloquist.
Say,
by the way, I want to compliment you girls. I heard what a big hit you made at the Palladium in London, England.
No, thanks, Al. But when we were over there, we heard how wonderful you were when you entertained the troops during the war. Incidentally, Al, tell me, did you have as much trouble getting food as we did?
No, the rationing didn't bother me much.
But didn't you have a hard time getting eggs?
No, there were plenty of eggs. Jack Benny was there the week before me. That makes me even, Jack, for what you said about my Social Security number last Sunday.
Say, Al, what is this, a letter of the three wives?
Oh, girls, by the way, do you know Oscar Levant?
Do we? My heart begins to tingle when the bells begin to jingle. Ziggity-ding-ding, ziggity-ding-ding. Every time they play the Saber Day. Do we know him?
Oh, so you're the ones that run the sales of my Saber Dance record.
Looks like we're in for some feuding and fussing.
Now, look, if it's going to be any of that, let's set it to music, huh?
Oh, it's a good idea. Kids, let's do feuding, fussing, and fighting.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to do it. Let's do it right. We'll set up a little atmosphere. Now, suppose we're a couple of hillbilly families in Kansas.
There are no hills in Kansas.
All right, then we're flatbillies. Oscar, here's your chance to act. Now, you're Paul Holcomb, and the gals here are your daughters.
I don't know if I can talk like a hillbilly.
It's easy. Just do Rudy Valley imitating Fred Allen.
Okay. Hey, daughter, here's like you got back with the water from the well.
You guessed it, Paul. You ought to be on Double or Nothing.
I was once, but I missed the first question.
Well, what was it?
They asked me my name. Thought that was mighty impertinent.
Why don't you send away and get me a husband?
You ain't never gonna get a husband. Look at you. You don't even wear shoes.
Well, my shoes are too tight, Paul. Every time I take them off, my toes look like rolled anchovies. Gee, Paul. Look, I think someone's coming a-courting. Yep, it's Asa Hawkins. Oh, ain't he handsome? Gosh, he looks just like Ronald Coleman.
Hey, Asa, what are you doing here?
Why, came over to marry one of your daughters.
Which one?
Which one's there?
Gosh, he looks romantic. You know something, Pa? He sends me.
The trouble is, you always come back.
Now watch how you talk to her, Pa Holcomb, or I'll feel so full of holes you'll have gophers moving in.
Oh, stop fussing, you two. Come on, Asa, honey. I feel romantic.
Me too. Just go down by the creek and hold toes.
Gee, do you reckon this is love?
I reckon, because when you're away from me, my heart is heavier than a bucket of hog livers. I nearly said goose liver. Same thing.
Then why don't we get hitched?
Well, I don't know. Do you really love me, or do you just want someone to shoot the flies off you?
Well, I guess it's a little of both. What do you say?
Happy Holcomb, I'm going to give Patty a ring. Is that okay?
Not with me, it ain't. Nobody's going to put nothing in my daughter's nose.
I ain't a putting in her nose. This is a real good ring.
There ain't no stone in the ring.
I know. I'm going to put it over her wart. Now, but wait a minute. Before I get married up to something I got to know. How old is Patty?
She's a 16 of years older.
She's a 16 of years older? I don't know who you sound like. Well, anyway. That's 16, that's too old. Are you sure that's her age?
I know she's 16, because she takes a bath every year. And has 17 rings around the tub.
17 rings? I thought you said that she was 16.
Don't you think I ever bathe?
Holcomb, I ain't going to marry any of your daughters.
Then I'm going to blast it.
You do, and I'll feel so full of lead, you'll have to send your laundry to a smelting plant.
That does it, Hawkins. I'm a blaster.
Hey. Beyond the busy highways, beyond the city strife, we highly pleasure and take great pleasure in our plane away of a life. Beyond the pleasant byways, beneath the friendly sky. No courthouse capers, we don't serve papers to trim the summer of her guy. Our troubles, no. Oh, excuse me. Spread out, kids. Never. What a voice. Stick.
Sure does. fussing and a fighting thing. Sometimes it gets to be exciting thing. Don't like them other neighbors. Sound like a great show. Well, be some other neighbors. Grandma, poor old grandma, why the heck did you choose for grandma? She lies, she's a culprit. Someone caught her bending over,
picking up a daisy.
You be snap fussing and a fighting thing. This is the wrong, but she's a righty thing. Let's say at the funeral service, so good, so bad, so we can start in a feud again.
I hope all that noise didn't wake anybody up. And now I'll ask my confrere, Monsieur Levent, to restore the dignity of the joint with his interpretation of the Moonlight Sonata on his bulletproof Steinway. Okay, Oscar?
Oscar played that beautifully.
He did, Ken. Oscar's really a fine piano player.
See, I often wish I could play the piano.
Ken, be satisfied with the job you're doing now. Some people probably envy you. You know, there are worse jobs than being an announcer on a big program like this. For instance, take the little girl they wrote about in all the papers this week. She was an onion tester.
An onion tester?
I'm not kidding. This girl spends 8 hours a day eating different kinds of onions. You know, it's like being a tea taster or a wine sipper. She tests each onion for quality.
Onions? 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
What do her friends say?
What friends? You know, Ken, I feel sorry for the little kid, so I'm going to sing a song for her. In fact, if there are any other onion testers listening in, this is for them, too.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't this here in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be true if each plan with your man then fell through. Was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay? Till the day, now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Was a time I was the only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Was I gay till the day? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue? And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I certainly am gonna tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world, you've chosen me.
How about singing another song with
you? Oh, I love to sing with the Andrews sisters. You pick one out.
Well, it's a little number we made famous. It's called Sonny Boy.
You made famous.
Huh?
No, girls, look, I don't think I can do it. I don't sing new songs.
Oh, come on, I'll try it. I'll tell you what, you be Sonny Boy.
Yeah.
I'll climb upon my knee.
No, let him sit on my knee.
Okay, I'll sit on all your knees. Look.
Gosh, Ronald Coleman sitting on my knee.
All right. Go
ahead. When there are gray skies.
What don't you mind in the least?
I don't mind the gray skies.
What will I do to them?
You'll make them blue.
What's my name?
So sunny boy.
What will friends do to you?
Friends may forsake me.
What will you let them do?
Let them all forsake me.
Who will you still have in the end?
I'll still have you.
What's my name?
Sunny boy.
Where am I sent from?
You're sent from heaven.
Where were you sent from? Well, wait a minute. Have I any special valuation?
And I know you're worth it.
What did I make?
You've made a heaven.
For who, right where, on what?
For me, right here on earth.
God bless me.
When I'm old and gray, dear.
You want me to promise something?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Give me a good reason.
I need you so.
What's my name?
Sunny Boy.
There's nothing more tragic than unrequited love. Yet a good composer can take a sad subject like that, add a little wistfulness, a dash of heartache, and come up with a ditty that's really tops, and this is it.
If we can be the same old sweetheart, then we'll just be the same old friend. For I want someone like you to tell my troubles to, my happiness on you it all depends. Oh, I've known you too long to forget you, and my old dream of love never ends. Though I know you can be mine, we will meet from time to time, and we'll still be the same old friend.
Good night, everybody. Jolson Show was released for listeners in the United States by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, and rebroadcast to our men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.